Luke chapter 8, verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Say the flesh profits nothing. What are you spending your living on? And the things that you spend your living on, what does it bring you back? What does it give back to you? What you sow into, what do you pull back from that? What you invest in, what's coming back? Is it bringing healing to you? I've searched here, I've searched there, I've searched just about everywhere, looking for someone to heal the wound, looking for someone to fill the void, looking for someone to make me feel better, looking for someone to keep me from being lonely. But I can't find anybody. Investing everything you got and still comes up void. Until we find Jesus, we put earthly things in the place of him. Things that can't satisfy. Only Jesus brings satisfaction. You're not going to find it. Do you know that? You're not going to find satisfaction for your souls in material possession. You're not going to find satisfaction in your soul in a boyfriend or in a girlfriend. Don't you know your husband or your wife can't fill the void in your life? Somebody say, only Jesus can heal. You get many broken people. Many people are bleeding. Isn't it amazing? Says she had an issue of blood, and blood represents the life flow. She kept pouring herself out. Does everybody know you need blood, don't you? Somebody say codependent. Well, that's someone that has an issue of the blood syndrome. They pour themselves out here. Pour themselves out there. Pour themselves out everywhere, looking for somebody to heal the wound or the broken spot. Fill the void that daddy left. Fill the void that mama left. Amen. Physician, heal me. Bleeding. Bleeding hearts. Looking for other people to stop their heart from bleeding. We can take this same scripture. There was a woman that had an issue of blood 12 years and spent all of her living upon physicians and neither and could be healed of any. Underline that and circle that. You got to know what you want and where you can get it from. And couldn't be healed of any. What you need, who's got it? Is it going to take you 12 years to find out that the void that you got in your life can't be filled by anybody else other than Jesus and could be healed of nobody else? There are some things in my life that can be filled by nobody else other than Jesus. There are some sick mental situations that there's no cure for but Jesus. There's some depression and some dark days and some bad emotions that psychiatrists and psychologists can't get away. Amen. They can't be healed of any but Jesus. But you got to get to the point to where you realize before you run to Jesus. Many people got to find out. They're going to test it here, test it there. I'm going to look over here. I'm going to look over there. There's my solution. Here's my solution. Amen. They're going to spend all of their living and come to the point with still that void there and say, I've got to get to Jesus. Amen. You got to spend yourself out to where if you don't have him put it back together again, it's not coming back together again. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stopped. If you touch Jesus, If you get through the press, you get through the crowd, you touch Jesus, you touch the heart of God. Get beyond everybody else. Press. People that press get their healing. People that press get their healing. You got to press through all the things that you know aren't going to bring you healing. And you got to push beyond the physician. I'm sure they had physicians in that crowd. Sure they had doctors in that crowd, lawyers in that crowd. People that claim to be the cure. But you got to push beyond that and get to the heart of God. So she pushed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment, and immediately which took her 12 years to find out that nobody else could do it. But right away, God has a right away power. He'll do it right away when you find out that nobody else can do it. And that thing that's taken you years to work through, that pain that's taken you years to get over, that sickness, that disease that you think you got to go through this and go through that, it'll go away right away when you find Jesus. Say, he is the balm of Gilead that heals the sin-sick soul. And immediately her issue of blood was cured. And Jesus said, somebody say, Jesus, who touched me? Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throngs thee and press upon thee. And thou says, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Notice that life was leaving her. Blood represents life, doesn't it? For the life is in the blood. So here she was losing life. And she touched Jesus. And there was a switch. She got what she was looking for, life. For virtue, life, came out, went out from him. You need to get past the press to where your issue, to where your sickness, to where your hurts, to where your wounds cause the life of God to flow toward you. You want God? How many want a touch from God? Well, can God get a touch from you? If you can touch him, he'll touch you. And how many want a touch from God? If you can touch Jesus, he'll touch you. I want you to know when you feel his presence, he feels yours. Isn't that wonderful? We say, he touched me, oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Do you know that some people have the ability to touch God? And there's a scripture in the Bible that says that he will rejoice over us with singing. He will rejoice over them with singing. Jesus wants you to get to the point to where you come just as you are. Amen. And you get to the point to where the things that you're seeking, things that you're going after, they won't satisfy you. The world won't heal you. And you get past the throne of people and you touch the heart of God. And that same feeling. Notice that it was more. See, we sing, he touched me. Amen. He touched me. He touched me. And we get off in that. But in the Bible, it was different. Jesus said, somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. See, we go to the point just where, do you want a touch from God? How many want a touch from God? A touch from God. Touch me, Lord. Just only a touch. Oh, just a touch. And Jesus said, you can reach out and touch me. You can touch Jesus. You can touch the heart of God anytime you want to. You can press through the crowd and touch God. Notice that he didn't turn around and touch her. She touched the hem of his garment. And when she pressed through and touched his garment, Jesus said, somebody touch me. How do you know when you've touched God? You should be shouting right now, because you're going to find out that every time you need healing, anytime you need healing, you can reach out and touch him. And immediately, you don't have to wait until somebody feels anointed. Somebody say, shh, press and touch him for yourself. Oh, when they going to call me up? When is he going to call me up? When am I going to get my word? When? 12 years looking here and there. Amen. Physicians. Well, see, maybe we're not looking for physicians. Maybe you're looking for prophets, apostles, the right giggler, the right laugh, the right manifestation. You got to get beyond all of that stuff, looking for the stronger anointing. Get beyond all that stuff and go and touch him for yourself. Say, I can touch God. Say, I can reach out and touch him. I can touch him. How many of you need a touch from Jesus? Let me tell you about the touch of God. See, we get to talking about the touch of God. Forget the touch of God. Just get into God. It's your touch and he's God. You do the reaching. We say the touch of God, the touch of God. There wasn't too much of that going on. Guess what? It was God holy, healing and life and power and people reaching for him. And for as many as would receive him, those became the sons of God. You reach out and do the touching. You grab a hold of God. He's not going to push you away. He's not going to push you away. He's not going to say, not today. I don't need you. I don't want you. He's longing for you. Just touch him as he passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. And immediately that thing that you've been waiting on for years. Immediately, somebody say immediately, you'll be made whole. But you got to press. How many are rejoicing? You're his children. You're his seed. You're the people that he loved. When the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes by, all you got to do is reach out and touch him. And whatever's wrong, he'll make it right. He was going to meet somebody else's need. Did you know that? He was going to do something for somebody else. He had another agenda. Well, he was going to meet somebody else's situation. Did you know that? If you read your Bible, you will find out that there was something else going on that he was going to take care of. And as he was on his way, somebody else decided to touch him. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, touch me. You can get what you want from God, amen, in those anointings. He doesn't want you walking out saying that you missed something. You sense the anointing of God, and you just reach out and touch. Touch the heart of God whenever you need to. And immediately, and her faith got her healed. Glory to God. Jesus said, who touched me? And all denied. The multitude thronging the press and say, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody. Somebody say, somebody. Touch me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. How do you touch God? How do you touch God? See, many people touch you. Yeah, with faith. See, many people were pressed up against him. See, there were people that were just up against him, but he said, who touched me? But everybody was touching him, but who touched me? You get what I'm saying? Everybody was up on him, but she just touched his robe. But everybody, there was a throng about him, but somebody touched me. You touch him with your faith. You touch him with your need. Jesus says, no, but you don't touch me until virtue goes out of me. That's who touches me. Get so close to where he's supposed to pour out on you. That's how you touch God. You touch God, say, Lord, I need you. Nobody else can do me like you. I got to have you, God. I'm desperate. Your situation touches God. That's what touches God. And you press up against God to where he says, listen, they touch the I am. He is the great I am. She needed healing, and he was healing. That's what was touched. She touched, I am. She needed something and found out who he was. See, when you go to God, you got to go to God for I am. You got to have a need. Come with a need. Lord, I need you. You're the all-supplying God. I can't make it without you. You're the one that I need. I've tried everybody else. I've tried doctors. I've tried lawyers. I've tried books. I've tried this, you know. I've tried my way. I've tried the preacher's way. Lord, I just need you. That's all. I don't know what you can do, but I'm just going to reach out and touch you. When you get to that point, you can touch the heart of God. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. I believe that was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And some people think that she was just nervous because everybody was looking at her. See, those of us at Pentecostal know what that was all about. That woman got a touch. Trembling and falling under the power before him. She got her touch. See, you if you could go back there, not religiously, but go back there knowing what you know. Then what would happen if you got touched and you've been going through for 12 years and all of a sudden immediately virtue goes out of God? That virtue was shaking her up a little bit. It was working through her body at that time. I mean, she was so touched by the power of God, she didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. She didn't say, oh, it was me that touched you. It was me that touched you. Notice that before, let's look at this right here in Scripture. Jesus said, who touched me? All denied. And they were all, and they said, and they that were with him said, Master, the throng pressed thee. Why sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody touched me. And when the woman saw that she could not be hid. Somebody say, saw. That she could not be hid. I wonder why she couldn't be hid, trembling and falling down. When the glory's on, you can't hide. People can tell when you've touched the heart of God. You can't hide in the crowd, so you can tell who gets their need met. You can tell. You just can't sit up there straight when you've touched the heart of God. You're going to stick out. You can tell when somebody's got what they want from God. Something's going to happen. She couldn't be hid. She just got blessed. She just got blessed. She just got healed, and trembling and the falling down made her unhideable. The glory of God was all about her. The virtue of God went out of him and went on to her, and she could no longer be hid. Amen. You can tell God's on him. You can tell that the anointing of God's on him. You can tell that the grace of God's on him. You can tell when God does something. You can't be hid. And she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Somebody say, of comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. She then stirred up a revival. Well, you got to realize it's something about that issue of blood. She shouldn't have been out in public. She just wanted to hide in the crowd. Well, that was an issue. You couldn't go out when you had that kind of problem. You'd be in trouble. You'd be stoned. She had to hide. She didn't deserve to be in the presence of him, around a rabbi at that, but out in the crowd with that mess. You need to keep that stuff in the closet. Deal with it yourself, but don't bring it. Keep it to yourself. I believe there's some Holy Ghost anointing coming to some people. Some people say, you got some issues. You got some stuff, but you need to keep it to yourself. But you're going to press through the crowd. You're not going to let people hold you back anymore. They say, no, you can't come in here with that. You can't come in here with that problem. And we don't want you in here with that problem. You got to keep that problem private. But they're going to press through the crowd when people don't like it. Amen. They're not going to like the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they walk. They're not going to like it, but they're going to press through anyhow. They're going to press on beyond you. They're going to press on beyond your religion. They're going to press on beyond your tradition and touch the heart of God. And they're going to get to the point to where God brings them to the forefront. The one that you thought wasn't going to make it. The one that you thought didn't belong there. The one that you wanted to chase away. God ends up blessing them. And they're going to get to the point to where they can no longer be hid. I've touched the heart of God. I got through and you can get through. The one that you're least likely to expect touched the heart of God. Hallelujah. See, you got to see God looks at things differently. For the man looks on the outward opinion, but God looks on the heart. Somebody say, God looks on the heart. God looks on the heart. There are a whole bunch of people out there that you think would never shine through a church door. Amen. The devil's been trying to get him out of the church. Don't get him out of the church. Put him in there and lock the door and let him touch God. Let him touch God. You can get to Jesus. This house is his house. You're his child. Let him heal you. Let him deliver you. And let him set you free. Somebody say, press. Just run. See, we got to tell people when they come in the church. We realized when people didn't make it Nation's Church because they couldn't deal for the press. But we got to get these new converts to come in church and tell them, press through the crowd. The ones that are already there acting like they're trying to touch God. They didn't want to touch. They're just hanging around. And they're not doing anything for God. God didn't even notice it. He said, you got to break. You got to get on beyond them. You come into this church, people come into this church and say, well, I got to learn all the habits. No, you got to get on beyond the ones that are on the way. Press on beyond them. Get on beyond them and go straight to the heart of God. Get beyond the press, amen, and touch God. Don't let anybody hold you back. You go get what you want from Jesus, and he'll heal you immediately. Two things I hear tonight. We took this term. Maybe you got an illness, an emotional illness. Maybe you got a pain or a depression or circumstance or situation, and it's costing you everything to fill it. You got to pay for all of your friends. And you said, I've given them this, I've given them that. I've spent all that I've had trying to make myself happy, just trying to keep things together, putting it out. All of my life, things that I need to be living on myself, issue of blood. You didn't think you could ever make it out of that. You didn't think you could ever deal with that. You didn't think you could ever make it out of that. But I want you to know that Jesus is a healer. And he'll heal you whole. And you can go to God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your spirit, and God will give you peace. Emotional healing. Emotional healing tonight. In Jesus' name. There are other people that you've tried to come forward, but people have been in the way. You wanted to do certain things, but people have always held you back. You felt that people, you wanted to run for it, but there's always been somebody in the way. And you need to get to the thing to where you're going to say, nobody's going to hold me back, not even religious people. Not even religious people and religious things. I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to touch God. I have a feeling in my heart for these singles. Maybe you feel incomplete because you're not married. If I could only just find somebody, everything will be okay. And they'll make everything all right. If I only had my husband, if I only had my wife, you'll be just as empty as you are right now. Jesus fills the void. Jesus doesn't take half, two halves and make one whole. It takes two whole people and make them one. Amen. Jesus, you're waiting for somebody to reach out and touch you. Jesus tells me to tell you tonight, he's waiting for you to touch him. If they would only touch me. If they don't only touch me, let them know that you need him, and that you love him, and that you depend on him, and that you trust in him. So that the Lord would say, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. The Lord loves to be touched. Did you know that? I have a feeling God is kinesthetic. He loves to love. He said, Jerusalem, how I've longed to hold you in my arms as a mother holds child. Amen? Jesus is not afraid to hug, not afraid to love. Amen? He's touchy-feely. He doesn't want to meet you from a distance. He wants to hold you in his arms. He wants to look you in the arms and set you on his laps and hold you there and keep you. God says, you think we're close, he wants to get closer. He wants to get closer. I believe when you talk to Jesus, you don't just talk from a distance. It's close because you're one. He holds you in his arms and he talks to you that way. Somebody say, touch. Somebody say, closer. Closer. It's okay. There was one time when somebody reached out to touch, he said, touch me not, for I've ascended not to my Father. Well, he's ascended to his Father, and you can touch him. Somebody say, I'm going to practice. Say it. I'm going to practice touching my God. You know that's what worship's all about, touching your God? When your soul's doing it, said, why is he whining and howling and screaming so long? Touching my God. Touching my God with my song, with my prayer, with my love, with my commitment, with my devotion. Touching my God. He's not going to judge you. Amen. Just touch God. Say, I'm here, Lord. Say, I'm here, Lord. See, the issue is that somebody say, stop by, Jesus. Stop by, Jesus. Stop by, Lord. Come on by. Send the Holy Ghost. Send the Holy Ghost. Well, the Bible says that God is everywhere. He was here before you got here. And you're waiting for God. I didn't get in touch. Amen. Well, stretch out your hand. The touching's your job. How many want to touch your God tonight in these last moments? Why don't you stand?
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.